Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Before we get into today's episode, just a couple of quick updates. I don't really have that much to update personally right now, but one thing I wanted to share is that I have two more cabinet doors to finish and our kitchen will finally be done. We've been working on our kitchen, as I've shared before, for almost a year now, doing a little bit at a time. It was a big project. We didn't do a full renovation. We just like repainted all the cabinets and repainted the whole kitchen. We replaced some lights, things like that. But we took all the doors off and sanded them and painted them. And it was like primer and then paint. And it just was a lot of work. And we did it over a little bit at a time. So we did it over the course of the year. So we're going to be done just in time for Easter. So I'm really excited. Two more doors to finish and then we're totally done. And then one thing I wanted to share that I'm loving right now is this little vacation planner notebook that I got for our upcoming vacation in June. I saw it on Amazon and it's just a simple notebook. It looks like it has like those like travel-y type pictures on the front. I don't know how to describe it, but like, you know how like a travel journal would kind of have like that certain style of pictures. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't think how to describe it, but you know, kind of like maps and things like that. But it's really cute. And I'm going to use it for our trip because I have some things on my phone and on my computer, but I wanted to have a place that I could just kind of physically have something with me to have more notes and details of maybe certain places we might want to eat or different little things we wanted to do in certain areas that I could just kind of look at it really quick. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to start getting that updated as I'm planning for our trip this summer. So today we're talking about procrastination. So we all know that procrastination is no good, yet most of us do it from time to time, sometimes more than others. And the thing that that procrastination does that is a problem is that it can really increase our stress levels. It can make us feel anxious knowing that there are important things we need to do that we're not getting done. And having things in the back of your mind makes it really difficult to relax. And it also makes it difficult to stay focused on whatever it is you are actually doing because the other undone things keep running through your mind. And of course, while there's no way to guarantee that you will never procrastinate again, there are definitely things that you can do to help minimize it when you feel like you're going to kind of need to push yourself to keep moving along on things. So the first tip is to stop catastrophizing. Often we procrastinate because we catastrophize things. We build things up in our head, making them seem unbearable or overwhelming. But if you could really try to just remind yourself that challenges and hard work are not going to hurt you, keep things in perspective and remind yourself that you can kind of get through pretty much any task that needs to be done. When we build things up in our head, we avoid them and continue to build onto the idea that they will be very difficult or time-consuming to do. And one way to help kind of get past catastrophizing things is to remind yourself of all the times that you've delayed a task because you thought it was going to be so difficult, but it turned out so much easier than you were thinking. So just remembering that and when that's happened in the past can kind of help you move past something that you're really kind of dreading doing. And if a task is time consuming or difficult, that's even more of a reason to just get it done. So really try to make yourself start those tasks first, because the more you put them off, the more likely you're going to continue to put them off. And it'll just feel really good to get them done. Another strategy is to really focus on your why. Instead of focusing on the stress that the thought of completing a certain task might be causing you, consider the long-term benefits of just completing the task. Think about why you're doing it. What positive will result from your effort? Sometimes this can actually cause us to realize that certain tasks really actually aren't that important, because sometimes there's certain things that we think we should do, even though they might not really be necessary or be that high in value to us. So if you realize you have something on your list that you've been procrastinating on that really isn't that important to you, then take it off your list and really focus on those things that will have a more positive impact on your life. Of course, another tip that applies to many situations is really to break things down into smaller steps. As we all know, large tasks can feel daunting, but if you could divide them up into smaller, manageable steps, it makes it so much easier to just keep moving forward. Tackling smaller portions makes the overall process seem less intimidating. And as long as you're making progress, you're not procrastinating. So just take one step at a time and keep moving forward on whatever the task is that you need to complete. And try not to focus on the big picture as this big, overwhelming project. Just focus on one step at a time that's going to get you closer to being done. Another tip is to set clear goals and deadlines. When you set clear goals and deadlines, it can really help you stay on track because you know exactly what to focus on. When you know exactly what it is you want to do and by when, it makes it more difficult to procrastinate. But you do want to make sure that you're really realistic about the goals and deadlines that you set and be committed to sticking to them. If you set a deadline and keep pushing it back, it's only going to make you feel more stressed about the task. So make sure to set specific tasks and deadlines for each task, and then that'll kind of give you a clear roadmap to help keep you focused and prevent procrastinating. Creating a schedule is a good way to overcome procrastination also. If you develop a daily or weekly schedule that kind of assigns time for different tasks, that can be really helpful. When we have a lot of things to get done, it can be really hard to decide what to do and when to do it during the course of the day. And that can cause us to procrastinate because we might feel overwhelmed and we're just unsure of what to do first. And then we wind up not doing anything sometimes. But if you plan ahead and decide what you're going to do on certain days and at what time, it can be easier to stick to those plans. Of course, you don't want to schedule out every minute because that's not realistic, but having a schedule to get one or two important things done each day can really help keep you on track and stop you from procrastinating on those items. You also want to really prioritize your tasks. Determine which are most important and tackle those first. Prioritization prevents procrastination because it kind of ensures that your critical tasks get attention first. And as an extra bonus, getting rid of priority tasks will give you a boost of motivation to get more things done. Sometimes we can kind of get in the habit of tackling the easier tasks first because we can get more things to check off of our list if we have a long to-do list. But if the things we checked off weren't really that important and they weren't things we really needed to get done that urgently, we're not going to feel super accomplished at the end of the day about the things we did get done, even if there were several of them. So do the important things first, even if it's just one or two things, and then everything after that is just a bonus. Also, make sure to do things at the right time. Procrastination can also be caused by planning to do things at the wrong time. We all have certain times a day when our energy is naturally higher than other parts of the day. So if you know that you're always wiped out after dinner, then don't plan to get something done at that time that's going to take a lot of energy. Plan to do the most important tasks and those that require more effort when you have the most energy. If you plan to get something done when you're spent for the day, you increase your chances of wanting to put that task off until you're not so tired. So set yourself up for success and plan to do those important and effortful tasks when you know that you're going to have time and energy to do it. Another tip is to use the Pomodoro technique. So the Pomodoro technique is a really good way to accomplish tasks by really making yourself focus on what you need to get done for a short period of time. It's a time management technique where you set a timer for 25 minutes and really focus on the task you need to get done. After 25 minutes, you take a short break and then you set a timer for another 25 minutes if you'd like to. And then at that time, you can either switch to another task or continue on the one you were working on during the first session. But what it does is really kind of helps keep you focused only on that task at hand because you know you only have a limited amount of time to work on it. And you'll kind of force yourself to work hard and limit distractions until your break comes up. And of course, you can repeat that process as many times as you'd like, but after several sessions, it's probably better to take a longer break in between so that you burn yourself out, because you don't want to just keep working at high energy levels for 25 minutes over and over and over again during the course of the day. And then you can also try to visualize completion. Imagine how you're going to feel when the task is done. Rather than focusing on how you don't want to do something, picture how good it's going to feel to have it checked off your to-do list. Visualization can motivate you to really start and keep going until your task is complete, because you kind of really focus on the end goal. And then, of course, reward yourself for progress. Celebrate your progress for getting things done. It will remind you how good it feels to just get something done instead of delaying. Positive reinforcement can really encourage you to make consistent effort and minimize procrastinating. Of course, you don't need to throw a party for yourself or buy yourself a gift, but it's important to acknowledge what you've accomplished. Just take a moment to be proud and feel happy about what you've done. It really feels good to get things done, and it's important to enjoy that feeling for a bit when you do it. Now, of course, we're never going to completely cure procrastination. It's really about managing emotions, setting realistic expectations, and really taking deliberate actions. And sometimes those things are just very difficult to do. But taking steps to make positive changes in your productivity and putting things off less often is going to pay off in the long run. So don't beat yourself up when you do put something off for longer than you should. There's always going to be certain things that we're going to procrastinate on. But just try to remember how much better it feels to just get something done than to be thinking about how you really need to get something done but not taking action. Then come up with a plan to get that task off of your list. Also, don't forget that not all tasks need to stay on your list. It's really important to really think through what's on that list. And if it's not something that really matters to you, then take it off the list, and then you don't have to feel bad about procrastinating on an item that's going to have little impact on your life. So I hope some of these tips were helpful to you. This is all I have for today's episode. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.